assessments on the second day of play?
I think it's pretty evenly matched. I think a couple of wickets early on tomorrow morning, I think we'll be in a very good position.
This is your third half century in the last, was it, four championship innings. Paul, obviously you're enjoying 4-day cricket.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's just nice to be given that opportunity to go out there and perform, and hopefully I've done all right so far, and I just want to keep enjoying it and keep trying to score runs.
Seems a strange sort of wicket, doesn't it? So, you know, you can, if you get in, you can stay there,
yeah,
like yourself, you can get some runs, but on the other side of it, like what happened after lunch and before lunch, of course, when you, unfortunately, you got out there.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good cricket wicket, to be fair. In the previous couple of years playing at Uxbridge, it's been very much a run fest and an easier batter than bowling. So I think this time there's definitely a lot more in it for the bowlers. And at the same time, if you do get in as a batter, you can go on and score big runs.
Do you think Middlesbrough just edged it today?
I think so, but I think it's in the balance. But as I said, I think two quick wickets tomorrow, or if it goes the other way, the team that starts well tomorrow will be in the ascendancy for the match.
What have you been doing this season to sort of pick up the championship form?
It's just something that I've been working on for the last couple of years, because it's something that's quite new to me, and I've just got this opportunity this year, and you just go out and give it your all, and hopefully it comes well and you do well. So at the minute it's going okay, but I know that cricket can turn pretty quickly, so hopefully that form just continues.
And looking at it, I mean, is there, you said that next morning it's whoever starts best. Is it just getting rid of Nick Compton? Is that the big wicket now?
It is now, yeah, especially after you drop him at slip. So we know that he can go on and score a big run, so hopefully we can get him early tomorrow and really get into him.
I thought it was the bee's fault.
Tell you about the bee.
I think Morgie got stung by a bee and had to go off run over, unfortunately. Unfortunately for me, anyway. Yeah. But he's fine.
Yeah,
why did you sting
him?
I don't know.
No,
the neck. Was it?
The neck of her, yeah.